One Man's Family, brought to you, transcribed every weekday night at this time by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer and many other fine, dependable pharmaceutical products. Overheard between Fanny and Henry Barber at the luncheon table.
Henry, what are you worrying about?
Well, when a man's granddaughter is flying in a hospital plane from Korea to San Francisco, Fanny, he has a right to be a little concerned, don't you think?
It was Judge Hunter who really disturbed you. What did he say to you last night, Henry?
Fanny, please don't keep crying at me. Can you pass the bread?
Mm-hmm. So that's how it is with the barbers today. You know, the fellow who said it's the simple little things in life that matter most really had something. Take an ordinary, everyday headache, for example. There's nothing complicated about it. It certainly isn't a major catastrophe, but it can cross things up. You've had it happen to you, haven't you? I don't know what you've done in the past about this annoying intruder, this mean little old headache that suddenly comes along, trying to spoil a perfectly good day, but I have a suggestion for next time. Here's all you have to remember. First aid for relief from headache is Alka-Seltzer. That's it. Alka-Seltzer. Try it, friends. Remember, there's nothing quite like Alka-Seltzer. Chapter 2, Book 79. Now, in the late afternoon in Seacliff, San Francisco, Henry Barber is sitting before the fire in the library, moodily reviewing in his mind last evening's disturbing talk with Judge Glenn Hunter, Jack's employer. And when he can no longer bear to think about Jack's disappointment at the office, he turns his unhappy mind to Teddy's impending arrival on a hospital plane from Korea. His wife, Fanny, knitting in her chair nearby, lowers her knitting needles and looks at him speculatively.
Are you feeling all right, Henry?
Yes.
You didn't eat much this noon.
Oof.
Are you hungry? We could have a bite of something if you like. Dinner may be a little late this evening.
Oh.
I told Mrs. Kettleman to hold it back just in case Teddy's plane gets in.
Yes. I trust that Teddy will go directly to San Rafael to be with her husband, Fanny. Yes, if this unexpected tour of duty has delayed Elwood's honeymoon long enough.
Well, it's Teddy's honeymoon, too, you know.
You wouldn't think so, taking on duties at the hospital, flying to Korea. Teddy's a wife now, Fanny. Her place is with her husband. Oh, you get there, Fanny, will you, please?
I'm counting, Henry.
Yes? Oh. Yes? Oh, Elwood. Hello, my boy. Eh? Teddy? No, we haven't seen her. Eh? Is that so? Yes.
What is it, Henry?
They're talking, Fanny.
But what is it?
Teddy, pardon me, Elwood. Teddy's plane got in an hour ago. He just found out. He checked with the hospital. Elwood? No, she didn't come here. I don't expect Teddy to come here, Elwood. Yes, I imagine she'll be arriving over there any minute now. Yes, I suppose you are. Well, call us when you get back from your honeymoon. All right. Goodbye, Elwood.
What did he say about Teddy?
Her plane landed safely in San Francisco from Korea. Teddy reported in at the hospital and has left for home. That's all he knows. Yes, yes. Oh, he says he's made another reservation for their honeymoon, Fanny. Yes, I hope she hurries. Yes. That's one worry out of the way.
Henry.
Hmm?
What else are you worrying about?
Oh, it's nothing.
What did Glenn Hunter come to see you about last night?
Oh, business.
Personal, was it?
Yeah.
Didn't you sleep well?
Yeah. Yes, I did, Fanny. Had a fine night.
Mm-hmm. I was there.
Oh.
Was it something about Jack in the office? Was it, Henry?
Well, he mentioned Jack. Glenn is Jack's employer, Fanny. He always mentions Jack. It would be rude if he didn't.
Henry.
Mom? Dad? Hi, where are you?
Claudia, come in here. Glad to see you.
Oh, hi there, you two. Isn't it a wonderful afternoon? You ought to be out, Dad. Mom, how are you?
Teddy's brain got in, Claudia.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah. She's on her way to San Rafael right this minute. What have you got there, Claudia? Oh, automobile catalog. Oh, are you and Nicholas buying a new car?
No, Joan is, Dad. She gets it this afternoon. I thought I'd stop in and show you the pictures. Look, Mom, it's a yellow convertible.
Oh, what a lovely car.
Yes.
She'll be the happiest girl of the university.
You know what she said? The newspapers have called her the heiress all these months, but this is the first time she's felt like one. We had a terrible time persuading Judge Hunter to release enough money from the estate for a really good car.
Well, college students should be satisfied with transportation. Yes, a second-hand roadster would have been good enough. Glenn's quite right.
Nikki and I felt it'd do something for Joan's morale if she had a new convertible, as long as she can afford it. But I'm afraid our reasoning was much too subtle for Judge Hunter. We had a really frightful time with him.
I thought Jack was handling Joan's estate.
Huh? Well, isn't he?
We called Jack first, but he said to take it up with Judge Hunter.
But why?
Well,
I don't know. That is odd, isn't it? I didn't think about it until now. When I told Jack it was going to cost about $3,000, he said, "Oh, too big for me. Take it up with the judge."
What a queer thing for him to say. Did you hear that, Henry?
By the way, Claudie, I didn't tell you. Elwood has engaged rooms in a beautiful oceanfront lodge for their honeymoon. Yes, near Pacific Grove. Did you ever know two people to encounter so many frustrations?
Moral, never marry an army nurse.
But all's well that ends well. And, Claudia, speaking of automobiles, I'm going to tell you a secret. When Teddy arrives in San Rafael, Elwood is going to take her out to the garage. And there she'll see a gay little 1939 Chevrolet. Blue. Mm-hmm. New paint job. Very jaunty. Practical car.
Why, Henry.
Dad, how nice. You bought it for them.
Wedding present.
Oh, what a nice idea. Oh, Dad, that was sweet of you.
Of course, very little.
Claudia, did Judge Hunter happen to tell you why Jack isn't handling Jones' estate any longer?
Oh, and another thing. This car has white wall tires, family.
Hello? Who's home?
Oh, Teddy!
My word.
Huh?
Oh, dear, it's nice to be back here.
Oh, Teddy, we weren't expecting you.
Oh, Claudia, Mother Barbara. Paul isn't home yet, by any chance?
Paul? No. Paul won't be home for hours. Teddy, Elwood just phoned. He's anxiously waiting for you. He's at San Rafael.
Oh, yes, the line was busy. I tried to phone him from the hospital.
We'll drive you home, my dear. If any, we all go for a drive, eh? Mm. Where's your luggage, Teddy?
Oh, it's all right there in this little zipper bag, Father Barber.
Was it a hard flight, Teddy?
The nurses were too busy to know.
We were worried about you.
Oh, you needn't have been, but I have lots to tell you. Mother Barber, I was wondering if I couldn't... Well, it's so near dinner time now... Do you suppose I might...
Oh, I'll get it. Hello? Oh, Elwood. Yes, she just walked in. Oh, looks fine. Of course. Teddy, it's your husband.
Oh. Hello, Elwood. Yes, just this minute. Well, I had some things to do at the hospital after we got in. Oh, yes, I tried to call you, but... Oh? Pacific Grove? Oh, well, I see, but how are we going to get down there? Well, what sort of a surprise? Elwood, you haven't bought a car. We can't afford... Huh? All right. Well, I'll leave right now, Elwood. Yes, yeah, somebody
here. Let me drive her over. I haven't seen the house.
Elwood, Claudia says she'll... All right. Yes, I am, too. Very glad to be back. Hmm? Well, I'd hope to see Paul, but I won't wait now. All right. Bye. He says there's a surprise waiting for me down there.
Indeed. A surprise, eh? Oh, is that so? Well.
I wonder what it could be.
Mm-hmm. Whose automobile catalog is this? Oh, it couldn't be... Oh, look at this beautiful yellow convertible.
That's Joan's new car.
Oh.
She's getting it this afternoon. Isn't it a darling?
Oh, a yellow convertible. That's what I've always wanted.
Now, Teddy, you and Elwood are just starting out. You mustn't expect the boy to provide yellow convertibles. No, not at the very beginning, Teddy.
Oh, of course not. I know that. If Elwood's bought a car, I'll like it whatever it is.
Yes.
Only we couldn't even afford a jalopy, so I hope he hasn't gone and done something foolish.
Elwood's got a head on his shoulders. Don't you worry about him, Teddy. Oh, you have your car, Claudine?
I left it out in front.
Off on your honeymoon at last, eh, Teddy? I was saying to your grandmother, I never knew two people to have so many frustrations trying to get off on a honeymoon.
Well, I guess this time we'll really go.
I know the lodge at Pacific Grove, Teddy. Yes, beautiful place. Tall pine trees and quiet woodland walks there. Oh, it is very picturesque. Yes. Well, now then, where did you say you put your zipper bag? Oh, here it is.
Oh, well, goodbye, Mother Barbara.
My dear.
Tell Paul tell him I'm back. I tried to call him at the airport, but he was out, so I haven't had a chance to talk to him. Well?
Yes, he'll be relieved, too.
There isn't anything you want to get upstairs?
No, everything of mine has been moved to the house in San Rafael. Well?
Then let me carry that zipper back.
Oh, no, I've got it. Goodbye, Mother Barbara.
Goodbye, Teddy. God bless you.
All right, Claudia, let's go. Goodbye, Dad.
Bye.
There he is. Goodbye. Goodbye. Well, Fanny, they'll be a happy couple once they realize they're actually married. That's a worry off my mind.
And what's the other one, Henry? Henry, why isn't Jack still handling Joan's estate?
I don't know, Fanny. That was news to me.
Did Judge Hunter talk about Joan's estate when he was here the other night?
Not one word, Fanny. We didn't mention Joan's estate at all. But if you think I should, I'll go over one of these days and have a little talk with Jack, if you insist, Fanny.
You were planning to anyway, weren't you, Henry? You can't fool me. I've suspected all day long Teddy wasn't the only one you were worrying about. And furthermore, you're holding something back from me.
Barbers will be back in just a moment. Say, I wonder if you have ever felt like this.
Honey, would you mind calling the Faulkners? Tell them we won't be over tomorrow night. I know I won't be able to make it. I feel a cold coming on, and by tomorrow night I'll be miserable.
Of course I will if you say so, dear. But why don't you try something I bought at the drugstore today, here?
T-A-B-C-I-N. Tapsin. Another antihistamine?
Yes, it's an antihistaminic cold tablet.
Oh.
But Tabson is more than that. It has other effective ingredients. I've been reading about it and hearing about it on the radio. Tabson is a better formula for relief of discomforts of a cold than an antihistamine alone. That's what they say.
Well, we'll find out. I'll read the directions and start taking Tabson right now.
Our friend does just that. And let's hear what he says next morning.
Say, honey, that Tabson's all right. I feel much better. We'll be able to go to the Faulkners after all.
Will Tabson do the same for you when you have a cold? Well, friends, try it and see. Yes, next time you feel the misery of a cold coming on, take Tabson quick. Ask your druggist for the bright red tablets in the bright red package. T-A-B-C-I-N. Tabson. Here's the family again.
Oh, Paul. Good. Come in. You're home.
Hello, Dad. How are you?
Oh, Teddy was here. She's gone to join Elwood and leave on her honeymoon.
Yes, I know. She phoned me from San Rafael.
Yes, yes. Happy, wasn't she?
I hope so, Dad. I hope so.
Remember, friends, if you feel the discomfort of a cold coming on, take Tabsin quick. Feel better quick. T-A-B-C-I-N. Tabsin. Now at all drugstores. Tabsin is the improved antihistaminic tablet made by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. Tabsin relieves sniffles and sneezes, the watering and itching of the eyes and nose, but Tabsin does more. It can also relieve, quickly and effectively, the headache that is so often a part of the misery of a cold. That's Tabsin, T-A-B-C-I-N, for colds. The bright red tablets in the bright red package at all drugstores. One Man's Family is brought to you, transcribed every weekday night at this time by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. Tomorrow, Chapter 3, Father Barber Talks to Jack. This is a Carlton E. Morse production, directed by Michael Raffetto. Out of every 100 families in community chest areas benefit directly from one or more Red Feather services, which help solve individual and family problems and give young Americans a better start on the road to health and good citizenship. The rest of the families benefit indirectly through better community living conditions. Pledge now to your community chest. Everybody benefits, everybody gives.